Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce Podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
We are in a house where God lives. And God is a God of miracles. Amen. So we have a very powerful testimony from our sister Phoebe. Wow, let's welcome our sister Phoebe as she shares her testimony with us. Wow. Can you please introduce yourself to us?
My name is Phoebe Ayepapo.
Okay, what do you do in church? What do you do in church?
I'm in a film star.
Okay, Phoebe, what did God do for you?
Okay, my testimony is about how God helped me to pass my exam, my midterm.
Just the past midterms?
Yeah, just the past midterms.
That's what God did for you.
Okay, so honestly, I usually don't really prepare a lot for exams.
Hey.
But I believe in the power of God to help me pass always. So,
what a shock.
The paper was on Tuesday, and I started preparing the night before. And in the morning, I listened to mommy's prayers. I also prayed for myself, and then I went to write. So after, the lecturer said anyone who got the full 30 marks will receive a gift from him when he comes back from his trip. And when I responded, he said he hopes I'll get the full marks. I said I hope so too. So later, yesterday, he sent the marks for the exam. I didn't get the full 30 marks, but I got 29 out of 30.
Wow, 29 out of 30 after spending one day. God should forgive our stupidity when we are going to write exams, because I mean, if you wait till the last minute, it's a kind of something.
No.
But God came through for her powerfully. So people, what do you want to tell the church?
I just want to tell everyone to serve God faithfully and to trust in him that he will always make up for their shortcomings.
Wow, she said their shortcomings and their stupidity. Amen. It's time for the most important part of the service. He said, give me Psalm 107, verse 20. Message Bible. He spoke the word that healed you, that pulled you back from the brink of death. Last week, our mother started preaching to us about the inner man or the hidden man. And there's no greater destruction or no greater death than the final death that would come upon you if you are not born again. And today she's coming to continue to teach us very powerfully. God has prepared her and we are ready to receive. If you are ready, as I am ready, stand to your feet and give her a very big clap. Thank you, God.
Oh, for the past week and all the miracles. Thank you for all the things you have done for us. And as we come before your word, I pray, Lord, let it be a word in season. Let it be a word that reminds us of what we need to remember. We give you all the praise and all the thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone shall say, amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. If you're a leader in the church, take out your phone and tell them service is on the way. The word has started. Beautiful. Are you glad to be in church? How are your midsems? Hey, somebody actually said they love it. Really? Wow. Ce n'est pas possible. Is it possible that you love exams? I wonder. Okay, before I start preaching, I just want to give you three very important, very exciting, very interesting, very spirit-filled, very anointed things that are coming our way. Amen. Hallelujah. The first announcement is that next week, Sunday, in the evening, we're going to have our concert with the world's best choir right here. Amen. Right here. Amen. And honestly, wow, the lovely Diamond concert. Tell your neighbor it is an occasion that is worth attending. You should be here. You should be here. You should be here. So it comes off next week, Sunday in the evening. We'll start at 5 p.m. and we'll close. I mean, it's a concert. Usually their concerts are an hour and a half, 2 hours, and we're out of here. But last year was an experience. Yeah, and I believe this year will be even more of an experience. I believe so. Amen. Do you believe it? Will you be here? Beautiful. Now, the second announcement is that we have a very special meeting on Tuesday the 22nd and Wednesday the 23rd of July. And this special meeting, I've invited a very special friend of mine, a son of Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. He has his own ministry, and he's going to be here with us, Bishop Jesse Saki. And this man, he's coming here for one purpose. He's a good friend of mine. And I realized that the man's understanding and walk with the Holy Spirit is something else. Yeah. One time I visited him. When he finished boasting, when we finished chatting, I told him that the miracles of olden days are what are revisiting. Are you there? Yeah. Do you understand what I say? Miracles of olden days. You see, there are different dimensions of miracles. Yeah, there are different dimensions. And your generation knows some. My generation knows some more. The previous generations knew even more. Are you there? Hey, you are very quiet, oh. Yeah. Now, the reason he walks in those miracles is because of his understanding of the Holy Spirit. I hope you get it. So I want him to come and share that understanding with us. Are you there? As for God, dear Charlie, the more you understand, the better for you. You see, there's a parable that we all know. At least I hope we all know it. Brother, there was nothing wrong with my sound till you touched it. There was nothing wrong. The parable of the sower. Do you remember that parable? Somebody was going around scattering seeds all over the place. And they said some fell on the wayside. And the devil came and picked it. Now, Jesus' explanation of that thing. He said, when you don't understand, when you don't understand, are you getting it? When you don't understand, then the devil comes and picks it away. So, in other words, the more you understand, the more blessed you are going to be. And that's why I'm asking. I know that we've heard about the Holy Spirit, we've spoken about him in different things, but I want this guy to also bring his and add. Are you there? We can't have too much of the Holy Spirit, though. I tell you, you cannot have too much of the Holy Spirit. You know, the testimony we're just listening, Kota was just telling me about, somebody is on his way to an exam, then something tells him, you and I know that, who there's something. And he turns around and he goes to take his notebook and he opens the book and he sees something. When he goes to the exam, that's all that is there. That's all that. But you and I know, who is the that something told him? How many of us, something has told you before? Something, something. But you see, you didn't recognize what was going on. So you took it as, oh, it's my mind, it's my thoughts, it's my something. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. And the more you recognize him, the more he comes around. I hope you are getting it. Oh, ask anybody, are you getting it? Are you getting it? Yeah. So as for this, my friend, anytime I visit him, when I'm leaving his place, I feel like I'm on cloud nine. Oh, it's an experience. It's an experience. He lives in the city about 5 hours from here. When I get to the city, I may be coming to do other things and have another meeting, but I will stop in his church. Because I know that this 5 minutes, this 10 minutes, before I leave, hey, something, something, something. So if you like such things, this particular, that's why I've called it a special business. It's for those who like such things. Those of you who you don't like such things, you want your life to be controlled by time and by human, it's over to you, over to you. They are not welcome. But those of us who like such things, ask your neighbor, do you like such things? I like such things, supernatural things, spooky things. I like them. His name is Bishop Jesse Saki. And he's a bona fide son of Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. Yes, amen. So he's going to be here Tuesday 22nd. Normally we meet on Tuesdays, those of us who are serious in the Lord. And then we'll add Wednesday so that we get a double dose, extra dose. Now, I would ask you, we're going to send the flyers around, but I'll ask you not to post it on social media. Are you there? Because that is the week, on the Friday, we're going to bury our dear Bishop Big Daddy. So in a way, it's a mourning week for us. Are you getting it? It's not nice that some people are rejoicing when some people are crying. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So out of respect, when it falls on your page, you just circulate it to your friends, your the group you belong to, etc., etc. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? Hey, you are very quiet, oh. I think you get it. Yeah, it's just a step just to respect him. Are you there? Imagine that I've died. And then after I've died, then you see some people who know me, then they are posting some happiness, something, something. It's just not, it's not nice. That's all. Nobody has said anything. I'm just saying. Is it okay? All right. So that's why we'll just have internal circulation, and I hope there's understanding. And the third and last program, you can see that life is going to be interesting the next few weeks. 1st of August, we're going to have a major, what should I call it? A stage play. Right here in this house. If you want to know the name of the stage play, we're going to have the play Peter Lover. Right in this house. Amen. And amen. So take note of the dates. Next week, Sunday, the 20th. The Tuesday and Wednesday. Next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, 22nd, 23rd. And then the 1st of August. And then we'll slide back into exams mode. And learn and get our first class and our second upper and such things. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Now, this morning, I just want to spend a short time. You know, I am preaching a message I have preached before. In fact, I have preached, this is actually the message I start the academic year with every year. And I'm not ashamed to preach it again. Because there's a way in which we forget, number one. And number two, yeah, so you need to be reminded. And then there's also a way in which you may have joined us after this message was preached, but you need to hear it. Amen. And so last week was the part one. We spoke about the hidden man, that person who is inside you, who you may not even be aware of. I really liked the film that the film stars gave us this morning. Because when the guy said, "What's my body doing there?" That's exactly how it is. Yeah, that's exactly how it is. So you have died, but because you are alive, you think that you are alive. Are you there? So you are seeing everything that's going on. And we have had so many people share about this and how they tried to communicate and say, "Oh, I'm here, I'm here." One guy said he was trying to leave the room and he was surprised that he could go through the wall. Hey. Are you there? Yeah. And it is a true, you see, there are so many true stories about this. I read a a story, I think it was about a month and a half or 2 months ago. And the story is written by a father whose son got ill, a three-year-old. And the sickness worsened and they were struggling to, eventually it became a battle for his life. When the three-year-old came back, the parents, in fact, they didn't know he died. It was not recorded anywhere. It was just this battle for the young man's life. The young boy's life. Then the boy comes back and over time, he begins to say things. Are you there? He begins to say things. So one time his father was with him and he just says, Daddy, Grandpa said, I should say hello to you. So the father was quite, your grandfather, he passed before you were even, you didn't know him. And then he said, where did you meet him? Oh, when I went to heaven, Jesus came for me. And I went to heaven. Then the boy described a scene that just as Jesus was taking him, he was standing. Then he said, Daddy, do you remember when you went into, you were in another room and mommy was in another room? You see, at a point in the boy's situation, when it became critical, the man is a pastor. He felt that, look, the way I want to cry and scream to God, I can't do it here. So he went to find another room. Are you there? On the same floor in the hospital. He went in there, shut the door, and he had a complete meltdown between he and God. And the small boy described it. And the little boy said to him that when he went into that room, does he remember that he was talking to God, but Jesus had come for him? And so when he got to heaven, then he met Grandpa. And Grandpa was very happy to see him. Then he told his father, and I also met my sister. You see, all these were pieces that were coming out. So the father, it took the father a long time to put the story together because the whole thing was so wild. He said, then I met my sister. He said, your sister? He said, you don't have a sister. He said, you have only one sister. She's here. He said, no, I have two sisters. And I met my sister and I said, what are you talking about? What is her name? She didn't have a name because you didn't give her a name. So the father was quiet. And he went to call his wife, said, listen to what this child is saying. They had a baby that they delivered and the child died. And they didn't name the child. Are you there? So as the child was in heaven, the child had no name. Hey, are you here or you have traveled? I'm talking to you this morning about the hidden man, the hidden man. And here was a three-year-old. Does he have a reason to lie? Is it possible that he has just concocted all these stories? You see, everything that the small boy was saying, and it was over a period of time because he's a child. He doesn't even know that it's important, what he's saying. Are you there? He doesn't even know. So it's the father who was the pastor and the wife. They realize that, hey, the things this boy is sharing. And then because of his age too, they couldn't catch him and say, sit down and tell us everything. Uh-huh. So they'll be there, he'll be praying, then he'll release one bomb. So after a while, the father just decided, let me just be writing what he says. And it was after some time, as they checked, Charlie, everything the young man said, checks out with scripture, checks out with the experiences of other people. And then the father put it together in a book. Are you here? So your hidden man is real. Wow. Your hidden man is real. And that's a problem. Hey, are you in the church? Yeah. The hidden man is real. Now, we have a problem because one of our blessings, which is also our weakness, is that we are very present people. We live in the now. We live in the now. Or we live in the tomorrow. We live in the now. It is our best point and our worst. Best point because it keeps us from, you see, the way our nations are. If we live in the future, there will be no peace. There will be no peace. But because we cannot anticipate the future, we are okay. If we have had bread and raiment, clothing and raiment, food and raiment today, we are all right. We're all right. Are you in the church? Please ask your neighbor, how much savings do you have? Savings. Not how much is in your mom, but how much savings you have. How much do you have that is put aside that you don't touch? Ask your neighbor. Yofi, how much savings do you have? Caleb, how much savings? As I look at your sheepish faces, carefully as I look at your face, like, who is down there? Aji, how much savings do you have? Wow, see your face. Tell your neighbor, wow, see your face. You see, you are excusing yourself, and you are saying that, but it's only all that I get from home is alawa. I need you to understand that by the time you marry, you start to have children, even the amount you are getting as alawa, you will not have it left after you paid your bills. Just ask the people who are working around you. Pastor Gaston, about how much do you have every month left over from your two children plus? your salary, no? Just give us a percentage of your salary. 1%, 2%.
Mommy, zero. Yes.
Does he look like a frivolous man just spending his money left and right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just yesterday, I was sitting mine somewhere, and somebody got sick. I had to carry the person to the hospital. By the time I finished hospital, I was like, wow. I'd spent. Yes.
Did you have the option to say that you will not go to the hospital?
No,
you take the
can't say you won't go.
Yeah. And please, what's today's date? What's today's date?
July 13th.
13th. Yes. So you have to survive for the next how many days?
We'll
are you there? Pass the phone to the next working person by you. As she's looking very pretty there, ask her. Savings.
Mommy, please, zero.
Hey. Charlie. Okay, we'll say that maybe it's your baby who's chopping the money. So pass it to the next working person by you. Savings.
Nothing to write home about.
Also. Savings. Is that what?
Mommy, it's not encouraging at all.
It's not encouraging.
At all.
Every month, 1%, 2% of your salary. About how much?
I think the last time, I think my salary survived 3 days.
Hey, do you have a wife?
No, please. No.
Children? Any dependents? You see, I'm not saying it to disgrace anybody. No, I'm showing you a reality. That's why I'm telling you that what you have is more. When you finish and you start working, you will join them. You will join them. So, and you are saying, it's because it is Ghana. I really wish I had Pastor Dr. Bonedi here to describe for you his existence. He lived for some years in Jamai. He returned just 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Oh, you hold the money. But when you finish holding the money, every month is calculated. Rent will take this much, light will take this much, water will take this much, transportation will take this much, groceries will take this much, balance. Or point one. Something. It's even more oppressive. Now, why am I saying all of this? I'm saying this to say to you that, you see, what saves us, the reason why we are not as miserable as our counterparts outside, even though we have less, is because of the protection we have by not being able to think too far. It's a protection. But that same protection becomes our pitfall when it comes to spiritual things. Because we can't think far. So now how to think about eternity? How to make sure we have sorted eternity out? It can become a challenge. Because today I'm alive. Today you are well. So how to believe Hebrews 9:27? That is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. It becomes a problem. We can't quite see it. Am I talking to somebody? And that is why this message, we repeat it. Because faith comes by hearing. Are you seeing? Hearing what? Hearing the word of God. As you hear and you hear and you hear, maybe the first time you heard, it didn't really go down. Second time, part went down, part didn't go. Are you there? And some of you too, you have never heard. And that's why I'm talking about the hidden man one more time. The whole of my sermon is in the song that Shailisa sang this morning. Yeah. Please give her the microphone. She'll sing it again because that's my whole sermon. Are these people awake and alive? Please give us the. Are you using a loop or they are playing? What are they doing? So now listen well, because I've given you these points before. Number one, man is a spirit. He lives in a soul. Are you ready? So now I want you to see the principles as she's singing. Don't drown me out because I was talking.
Man is a spirit, he has a soul and lives in a body.
Principle number one.
Man is a spirit, he has a soul and lives in a body. Man is a spirit, he has a soul and lives in a body. Man is a spirit, he has a soul and lives in a body. Spirit of an
principle number
man
two
is dead and is desperately wicked. The spirit of a saved man
principle number three
is righteous and is truly holy. Man is a spirit, he has a soul, he lives in a body. Man is a spirit, he has a soul and he lives in a body. Born again,
principle
your spirit
four.
Is a newborn baby, and it must grow. After you are saved, your mind is still the same.
Principle number five.
It must be renewed. Oh. Man is a spirit, he has a soul, he lives in a body. Man is a spirit, he has a soul and he lives in a body. Is still the same. You must keep it under control.
Seven great principles.
After you are saved, your mind is open to all kinds of thoughts. You must learn to think on the right things.
Seven.
Man is a spirit, he has a soul, he lives in a body. Man is a spirit, he has a soul and he lives in a body. Man is a spirit, he has a soul and lives in a body. Man is a spirit, he has a soul and
all
lives
right.
in a body.
Put your hands together. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Seven great principles. And if you understand it, you'll understand your salvation and you'll understand your Christian life. Amen. Man is a spirit, he has a soul, he lives in a body. We have been on this many times, isn't it? Oh, isn't it or it is not? Beautiful. And your scripture, which we did last week, was Luke chapter 16 from verse 19 to 31. That was the story of Lazarus and the rich man. But there's also another central scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter. Hey, the scripture I put up was not correct. And then the second one is 1 Thessalonians 5:23, which is the scripture that tells us that you have a spirit, you have a soul, and you have a body. Are you in the church? Beautiful. So for the rest of today, I'm just quickly going through these principles, because a principle is something that guides you. Are you there? Now, the second principle says that the spirit of the unsaved man is dead and desperately wicked. And the scripture you need is Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9. And that is why in the Bible, an unsaved person is just called as the wicked. Yeah, called the wicked, you see. And this scripture says the heart is deceitful. Many wicked people, if you ask them, they'll say they are very kind. And many of us sitting in this room today, you think that you are very good. Are you in the church? That's why when there's a quarrel and you are telling the story, your part is always the one that is just. Even when you are the source of the problem. Me, as soon as I hear people say, I didn't say anything, I know that you are guilty. They said this and this and this and this. I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. You see, now what is this scripture talking about? Can I please have my people, human beings, spirit, soul, and body? Yes. Some of them, I have to change them out today because some are not here today. Come quickly. And one more. Beautiful. Okay. So, body, soul, and the spirit. The spirit is always. Yes. And remember, in the first one, we're saying that man is a spirit, he has a soul, he lives in the body. Now, the second point is saying that the spirit of the unsaved man, so we're not talking about the body. Are you here? When you get born again, what happens? What happens? Sky is not here. He's now at CAT, so he doesn't come. Hey, Sky, what are you doing here this morning? Yay, he has rescued you. There is a complete exchange of your spirit. And that's why the Bible calls it being born again. And second Corinthians 5:17 says what? Don't bring it on the screen. Let's do it together. Ready, go. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if... And all of you who are silent, you are quiet because you don't go to my center meeting. You don't know the scriptures. You don't know the scriptures. And when they are inviting you to my center meeting, Wait for me. You don't know the scripture. And when we invite you to the center meeting, the reason why I knew that they knew the scripture is because it was our teaching 3 weeks ago in the Bacentes. And this was the memory verse. And you do not go and you don't know the scripture. At least if you don't know the scripture, are you not ashamed? Shame on you. When Satan visits you, you have no scripture to give him. Shame on you. Let me stand here and say, shame on you. Those of you in the front, find somebody at the back. Let them tell you. Second, take it off the screen. Remove it from the screen. Yes. They should quote it for you. See your face. And that you have made your face straight. Come and sit down. You have made your face straight, as if you will intimidate us. We are not intimidated. It is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. On your judgment day, you will be asked this question. How many times did I not provide for you to learn the scriptures and you didn't come? Shame on you. Shame unto you. Shame unto you. Are you in the church? This is the same behavior that has earned you lower grades. Because when something for your good, are you still on your phone, young man? Are you still on your phone? What is that? Your Bible. You are now looking up the scripture. It's too late. Go to the bus center meeting. You should have had your quiet time this morning. It's not when the preaching is going on that you come and give us from full spirituality. Write it down and go and look it up in your room. Hey! When you are born again, there's a change. Your spirit is changed. And that's what that scripture is talking about. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. That's why... Come back. That's why he was the spirit. That's the spirit you were born with. When you are dead on arrival. D-O-A. Dead on arrival. By courtesy of Adam and Eve. We land here dead in the spirit. And just in the same way that you cannot stand your dead relative, no matter how much you love them, to be in your room with you, or you have been sleeping with their dead bodies, you know. Some of us, we buried our mothers, our fathers, close people to us that we really loved, that we never wanted them to go anywhere. But we had to leave them. Why? They were dead. In the same way, as you are growing physically, eating a lot, becoming large, your spirit in the air. You arrived with the dead. Are you there? Until somebody comes and knocks the door. When we come and knock your door, to come and hear the rudeness. Oh, God, have mercy. God, have mercy upon us. God, have mercy. Some of you who are here today, that's why when you go to call people, they face you. Because that's how you were. I used to have two formidable shepherds here. Really formidable people. And one day, it was after church, they had gone around, they went to knock a door. Normally, these guys, they are busy. They came back early. I said, what happened? They said, mommy, today, what the person did to us, eh? Our spirit left. We just closed the door and we came back. They didn't even have spirit to continue. But a year later, we were in church. When that person came, I was sitting down. Then they came, mommy, do you remember the person who removed our confidence from us? I mean, she's in church today. As she came, she stayed in the church. She grew in the church. She became a basanto basia in the church. And she clocked out with the first class. You'll be there fooling. Anyway, when you finally arrive and you are born again, you think it's nothing you are doing as you come and stand. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I give you my life. Forgive me for my sins. Cleanse me, receive me, blah, blah, blah. When you finish, what is happening? A complete, and then, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new. When this change has not occurred, principle number two is your portion. Your old spirit is there. And therefore, principle number two, which says what? The spirit, not the body, not even the soul, the spirit of the unsaved man is what? Dead and desperately wicked. Do you understand it now? Principle number three, we are finishing all now. The spirit of the saved man is righteous and truly holy. Are you there? That's the saved. We are not discussing body. We have also not discussed soul. Are we understanding it? Are you there? Open your scriptural reference. Brother, who brought your Bible? Ephesians 4:20. Oh, it's good he brought it. Ephesians 4:20. I'm just telling him that now he's permitted to open. Ephesians 4:24. And he says, and that you put on the new man. Do you remember? We've been talking about the hidden man. So this is now your new hidden man. Which is, they're going to tease him. Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Are you seeing it now? Also understand, again, your spirit. That's why you are still sinning. Because we have not discussed these two. But it does not change the fact that your spirit is born again. Are you here? The next time somebody accuses you, I thought you said you are a Christian. I thought, please, I'm still awake under. construction. Yeah. I'm a worker. It's my spirit that is new. Hallelujah. So let's quickly go to principle number 4. After you are born again, your spirit is a newborn baby and it must grow. Thank you, Okoye. You see, that's why I always choose a smaller person for the spirit, because most of you have refused to feed your spirit. All these non-Basanta meeting people, if they had gone to Basanta, they would have learned one scripture, two scriptures, which would have given additional food to the spirit. They also don't come to church early. When they come to, they are talking to other people. When you put all of that together, the amount of food your spirit gets with is so small, the spirit can't even grow. Can't even grow. Call prayer meeting, you won't come. I have singers, I call them, they say they should come for all night. They couldn't come. Funny excuses. Videographers who think it's only video they are coming to do. No. The only people who came, pepe, sound people, they have understood something spiritual. Yeah. Meanwhile, these same people are coming to sing. They say they are coming to do a concert for us next week, Sunday. We shall see. The church is very quiet. Yeah. Babies in choir. Newborn babies. And that's why you see the manifestation of babiness in choirs. What's the manifestation of a baby? Every day crying. Every day complaining. Dances. By the way, those of you who are sitting down there looking at them that sound like their babies, you are nothing. You are nothing before a decimal point. You are a newborn baby, 1 day, 2 days old. They can do narrow. At least these ones, they can walk a little and run a little. I don't know who's standing on my big toe this morning, but hey! That's why the principal says, you're a newborn baby. He says, your spirit is a newborn baby and it must grow. That's why we are having the special meeting Tuesday, Wednesday, 22nd, 23rd, to help you to grow. I'm just striving in whatever way I can to get you to grow. Because for as long as you are small, for as long as you are a baby, you are limited. You are limited. Even some normal things you cannot do. Are you there? Because you are a baby. One time, I was a student somewhere, and one of my friends was Indian. The only people I know who are shorter than the Ashantis are the Indians. And I'd placed my tea and coffee somewhere in the kitchen. My husband and myself, in fact, my whole family, we don't have height issues. So we just go and pick them. She came out one day, she was very frustrated. I said, what's up? She said, but why do you have to put your tea so high? Me was so high, it was the normal, where the shelf was. You see, when you are small in the spirit, there are some things you should be able to do, you can't do them. That's why when the devil comes, says, boo, you are running. Have you seen that quiet? Your mother has been able to frighten you about your village. You're afraid of this auntie. You're afraid of that auntie. You're afraid because your spirit is just a shrimp. If you had fed it, you would know that they can't do you little. But the reason why it looks as if they have power over you is because you are not grown. Spiritual baby, spiritual child. I mean, what even pains me is that you're walking around feeling good. Shepherds, Basanta leaders, Basanta of us, don't fear anybody. Oh. Those who look the most proud, they're the most zero. Oh. Nothing there inside. And my mommy, why are you insulting us like that? Because I pampered you, and maybe the insulting rather will work. Principle number 5. What I'm telling you is true. Those who have the most attitude, go inside their life and see. Go inside their life and see. Crying in the night, afraid to go home. Some boy is using them like a carpet. Oh! Maybe they have been fooling you, but I'm not fooled at all. Principle number 5. Now we begin to see something. Now, apart from your spirit, you also have a mind. This is the part of you that you are educating. That's why you entered here, you knew nothing about engineering. By the time they feed the mind some engineering, you will come out as an engineer. Did you know anything about it before you came? But I believe that as you are in fourth year, yeah, by the grace of God, I mean, something. Me, I don't believe any of you. If I believed you, I will not be paying the bills I paid to wire my floor to do that. I don't believe any of you. I don't believe yet. I just pray that you have learned enough of the theory to use it when you go and learn to add to the practicals. Are you there? But you see, your mind is still in the same way as when you came. Your mind didn't know anything about the subject you are in. Like some of you, how many people are doing history? Can I see? History. History is one of the... it's one of the most important subjects in the world. If people studied history, they will not make certain mistakes. If you study history, yeah. If you study history, you will not make certain mistakes. Are you in the church? Yeah. If you study history, you will not make some mistakes. Some mistakes that some people made before you, you will not make them. Are you there? Yeah. You see. So everything, when you came, you didn't know it. As you have come, you have learned it. In the same way, when you now come into the body of Christ, your mind is the same. If you believe that marriage was a bad thing, you still think it's a bad thing. If you believe that cheating and copying is okay, you still think that cheating and copying is okay. If you believe that once you're in a relationship, you should go and open your legs, you'll be opening your legs. If you believe that it's okay to chop the money off a man just because he's chasing you, you still believe that as it. If you believe that somebody whose hair is plastic, eyebrows are plastic, eyelashes are plastic, fingernails are plastic, everything is plastic, hips are plastic, if you think that that's beauty, that's what you still be thinking is beauty. Are you in the house? So that is why when you come to the Lord, after you are born again, your mind is still the same. Many of you who are struggling with masturbation, give me Revelations 12:2. And please, nobody should turn to the companion because that concerns about 95% of you. I'm your pastor, so don't start. Where I sit, you don't sit there. What I know, you don't know. Look at it. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Until your mind is renewed, you can be born again. You can be saved. Your name can be written in the book of life, but you will behave the same. You believe the same as you did when you were an unbeliever. Because what transforms you is the renewing of your mind. Are you getting it, small? Is it making sense? Is your mind changing? Some of you, I wonder. When you see somebody, the Bible has something it calls the dress of a harlot. When you see a Christian dressing the dress of a harlot, that's an unchanged mind right there. The mind has not changed. That's why even though your spirit is born again, you can still wear the dress of a harlot and feel fine. It's the Bible that calls it the dress of a harlot. That is a woman with the attire of a harlot. Some of you, when you see us on campus, you fly. You don't know that we have seen you. Yeah. Some of you, when they come, they say they are doing hall week. Are we not entering SRC week? Wait. I need to inform you that I have people all over the campus. I'll be sitting and I'll get pictures of you. Half undressed. In your bum shorts. The what? Yeah. Some of you are planning to take pictures. Track those pictures and see where they go. I laughed and some of you have blocked me. It doesn't. I need to inform you that it doesn't affect what I know about you at all. Because I've prayed a prayer. My prayer is, Lord, let me know what I need to know. I will be sitting down minding my own business and somebody will slap your picture onto my page. Mommy, see your girl. In fact, one day recently, a picture like that was sent to me. It was the daughter of somebody who is a family friend. Usually, to preserve my husband's heart, I don't say anything. But this particular time, I forwarded the picture to him. As I was just, hey, do my parents know? Hey, I said, chill. I was like, cool it, chill. Hey, does her father know? I said, of course he doesn't. Hey, what's going to happen? Hey. Ask your neighbor, are you one of those? Are you one of those? Now, the reason for those struggles are because your mind has not been renewed. Let me give you a sweet piece of advice. Because some of you are struggling and fighting. Are you here? You know that this thing, you don't like it. Please, I just use masturbation as an example. It can be anything. Some of you is the smoking of weed. Some of you is the drinking of things. You're not able to stop yourself. Listen and listen well. I want you, instead of fighting a fight that is going in circles, I want you to now concentrate on transforming your mind. What are the things that will change your mind? When the mind changes, the power of those things will drop. I hope you understand what I'm saying. If you are concentrating on the habit, it will get you tomorrow. It will keep getting you. And so I'm saying to you that defeat it by concentrating on what will transform your mind. What will transform your mind? The Word of God. Read it. Hear it. Read all kinds of books. There are books, and when you read them, you actually feel encouraged. Oh, yes. You must always have a book you are reading. I'm reading a book currently from Kenneth Hagin. Why do people fall when they are prayed for? I'm so blessed when I read it. Oh, yes. Took it from John Wesley's time. He was preaching, and somebody fell on the floor. They had never seen some before. He went and called the doctor. Who was there? The doctor came and checked. Said, this thing is not, it's not physical because heart is okay, pulse is okay, everything is okay. So they stopped the service 45 minutes. They're waiting for the woman. So John Wesley told them that, okay, when she comes back, depending on what she says when she comes back, we will know whether it's of the devil or of God. Are you there? And he said, the one who it is will get the glory. After 45 minutes, so they stopped the whole service. 45 minutes, they're waiting for the woman to get up. When she wakes up, the first thing she says, glory to Jesus, hallelujah. Then he says, ah, it is of God. That's how he got to know. You see, this story, you don't know it. Do you know it? Have you read such a story before? You are busy reading, and when the husband was cheating on the wife, and the wife went and found soup, and she poured it on him, and then there was a call. What is it going to do for you? Oh. It even gives you a mind that's not real. I remember one of my sheep when she was a young girl. Today she's a big lady, but I remember when she was young. And then she told me that, when she gets married, she can't wait to get married. When she gets married, her husband will come home and say, hello, and she'll say, hello, darling, and she'll go, and she'll give her, that's how she'll welcome her husband. And she married a very nice brother who is today one of your profs on campus. A serious man of God. He's a reverend and a prof. Are you there? And one day, just for fun, I said, sweetheart, do you remember that day? She said, I said, so nowadays, have you been greeting him at the door with, hello, darling, hello? She said, it doesn't even cross my mind. You think all kinds of things. It's not real. It's not real. Let me quickly finish my preaching. Are you there? So what are we going to work on? Transforming our mind. That's why anywhere that you are hearing us teaching the word, please be there. Be there. Your Yoba Center leader, you may think your Yoba Center leader doesn't know much, but they know more than you. Yeah. And so when you get this one from here, then during the week you get something in addition. Slowly but surely your mind will be changing. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Some of you, you don't even like yourself. It's the source of all your problems. Yeah. But as you learn the word of God, you will learn that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Do you know that after a while you begin to believe it? I used to think like you. I used to think that nobody would like me. Yeah, for many reasons. I've told you before. For many reasons. Are you there? What made a change in my life? Fearfully and wonderfully made. He paid his blood, oh. Nothing is more expensive than blood. I can tell you that gold does not compare. You can steal gold and gold, they'll only jail you, but you kill a person, you spill blood, they'll kill you. Because gold, the price of blood, is more than gold. And he poured it for me. I must be worth something. Or you're not getting me. I must be worth something. Regardless of where you come from, some of you feel that, oh, because my house, where I come from, is not all that. Do you know why your house is not all that? The Lord reserved it, waiting for you. Yes, waiting for you to become all that. And then you are going to make that difference. Some of you, it's your marriage that's going to break the non-marriage of women in your family. Some of you, it is you gaining wealth that's going to break the poverty in your family. But he's waiting for you to think right. Am I talking to some people this morning? I said he's waiting for you to think right. Are you here? Yeah. Some of you, he's waiting for you to decide that you are going to another country to preach the gospel. Have you seen that you're quiet now? The reason why you're quiet is because you think that poverty will meet you there. Next week, Sunday, I'm bringing you some people who didn't meet poverty out there when they left. Yeah, they didn't meet poverty out there. Am I talking to you here today? Yeah. I have given my life for what I'm doing. Do I look like I'm poor to you? As you have been coming and drinking my tea in my office, who did I promise that we are going to drink tea? I've even forgotten. Film stars, eh? Are we drinking it today? Hey! Oh, hey, man, I forgot to know. We will sort it out. We shall drink tea. Dancing to our stars, I think I promised you a party. Yeah. When I say I promise you a party, it's not that church money that is going to do party for them. No. It's me as a pastor that I'm just like my people. Yeah, that's all. Hey! By the way, I got a text from Bishop Dag last week. Do you know what the text said? I had sent him pictures of the program with Apostle. He sent me only one comment. I love your dances. That's it. By the way, if you didn't come when he came, you are not inside. This one is Word Encounter and those who came. Hey! Hallelujah. And so if you are somebody who has been called and you fear it, it's because your mind has not yet been renewed. Are you seeing it? But as you expose yourself to what you must be exposed to, your mind will change. And you see, that is the best thing you can do with your life. Hallelujah. Principle number 6, after you are saved, your body is still the same. Hey, your body, it hasn't planned to change. When I talk about your body, I'm not talking about whether you are slim or fat, or you may grow a little taller, you may grow a little hair. But what I'm talking about is the characteristic, the nature of the body. What's the nature of the body? I want to sleep. I want to eat. I want to drink. I want to hold girls. That's the body. That's the body. Am I talking to somebody here? I need you to write down this principle. Your body, it never changes. It never, ever changes. Doesn't change. The only thing that happens, as you feed your spirit and it grows, and as you feed your mind and your mind is, you are transformed, what happens is that they become stronger than the body. I hope you get it. And so they are able to keep it under control. That's all. Not that it has, if you leave it now, it will disgrace you here. Hey, body. Hey, have you ever gone to eat somewhere, you ate so much, you felt bad after? Have you ever gone somewhere, you went to talk, and when you finished, you were feeling very shy? Why did I say that? I should have said, hey, body. Body, dear, it has no good thing in it. And that's why Paul, the Apostle Paul, who wrote most of the Bible, he says, let's just read it. I keep under my body. Please, make English. I discipline my body like an athlete. Train it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. When you see a man of God who has gone to sleep with a girl, don't mock him. What does the Bible say? Take heed to yourself. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? Recently, some major man of God in the U.S., he finally died in his old age. This man had done so many things. What the press was able to remember was that this guy, at a certain point in the 80s, there was a scandal, and that he had gone to sleep with some prostitutes, etc. That's all that they remembered. And I remember thinking to myself, that you who's writing, take heed to yourself. And some of you, when you look at your father, you look down your nostrils at your father. Because your father, he has got 15 children. Can't look after any of you. Careful, you are now coming. You are what? You don't know what your body is coming to do if you leave it. Some of you, even in church, you can't control your body. You are here, you have opened Instagram, you are watching certain things. You're in church, you're watching pornography. You are in church, you are sleeping. You see, that sleeping, you have no control. That's actually it. Are you in the church? Some of you, your temper is demonic. You know, this generation, you have very nice ways of saying it. I have anger issues. Sure, and your anger issue be our demon. Oh, it's a demon that's just controlling you. Anger issues. You see, when you say anger issues, then it sounds like something very nice and respectable that you can keep under control. It's like, oh, it is not an anger issue, it's a demon. And the sooner you dislodge it from that, the better for you before it spoils your life. It's a manifestation of your body. Hey, I have to stop preaching, I have to finish, but let me give you one last story. Many years ago, how many of you know that I have 3 sons? Okay. They are pastors today, but they were not born as angels. So they were like how 3 boys are. That's how they were. So I was also a soldier woman in the house. Yeah. Are you in the church? But I was also trying to walk with the Holy Spirit. I was also trying to learn to be a spiritual person. So one day, my last one, when he was 3, he was the hardest of them all. Highly choleric till today, you see. And he had decided something he won't do. I said, you do. And I remember getting hold of his father's belt. And I was shouting like a fish seller on a high street on a sunny day. Like a fishmonger trying to sell my fish. My anger had come. And I took a belt and I chased this 3-year-old from downstairs, where we stayed, there was an upstairs, all the way upstairs. So he went to do what I was. Are you there? But as we entered, because I was just going to bath him, it's a bath, he said he won't do. I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit move away from me. I could feel it. So I said, but why? Then I started quoting scriptures to him. That the Bible says that foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, and the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Are you there? I heard the voice of the Spirit clearly. What you manifested is not discipline, it's your anger and your tiredness. It was a Friday. You are tired after the whole week. You have gone here, gone there. You have come home, Charlie, what bread? You have come to manifest yourself. Then he asked me a question. So your church members say they are seeing this demonstration. They didn't believe you. So what I'm talking to you about is not a theory for me. It's not theory at all. I'm showing you, because many of you, I'm so soft to you. This shouting you have seen on the, how many of you have come to visit me in my office, I've shouted at you like that? You have done something wrong, you have come to me, I've disgraced you. Have you seen some before? In fact, my younger sister, who is very nice, phlegmatic, and she, one day she told me, you have become so useless these days. Because she used to bring her issues, I would sort the person. I understand this. Yes, I mean. Hey! Are you in the house? Yeah. But you see, it is keeping the body under. So it's not that I don't feel your things. No, it's not that. I just, Charlie, you just sit on it. Just let it pass. Just speak. It's okay. Otherwise, by now, I would have caned many of you. Yeah. Makaba Toba Sunday. Last week, Sunday, the ashes spoiled our service. When they came, did I beat you people? I didn't beat you. I didn't beat them. No. They are still here. We are still ushering. We are still. As for my son, people, I blasted them out. They all came to pray all night. Hallelujah. After you are saved, your body is still the same. Keep it under control. The fact that you like the boy is no excuse to sleep with him. The fact that you like the girl, don't sleep with her. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Yeah. Just don't do it. The pornography, it may seem like it's not doing anything to you. But I have to tell you that one of the matters that as pastors we are meeting and we are concerned about are the number of married men who cannot have sex with their wives. And all of them are pornographists, major pornographists. So the body has learned to only respond to what they are watching. The normal vibe is lost. No, I'm very serious about what I'm saying. I'm telling you that we have spoken about it. We are discussing it at all levels because these are our church members. I have to help you. Yeah. We keep having texts. I get texts. I have a wife right now divorcing her husband over this. One of them, she texted. She said that the guy is impotent, but I know that it's not impotence. Actually, they think that sparks, so it's not. Money here. Principle number 7. After you are born again, you must grow. In fact, before I leave 6, let's go to Proverbs 6, 26. Before I leave 46. Proverbs 6, 26. For by means of a warish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Every time I preach this, you remember the story I tell you about this man who was a major guy. Major guy. Head of IMF or something like that. And then he went to touch a maid. And the maid decided that you today, dear. And the next thing we see, it is blown up on CNN. The man is being removed from a plane. And the Americans, unfortunately, they handcuff you before they even determine if you are innocent or guilty. So they had handcuffed the guy, brought him off the plane. Are you there? That was the end of his career. And he, at the time, he was second, he was the next. You see how when a president is there, they know who will come next. That was where he was going. After this high-flying job, his next position was going to be Prime Minister of France or whatever. That was the end. Recently, I was Googling to see what has happened to him. He's just somewhere, by means of a worried woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. You see. Are you there? Yeah. Principle number 7. After you are born again, you must grow until you become a servant of God. And that is why we have people who are here, basanta leaders, people doing little things, small things, ashes. Are you there? You to find something to do. Serve God. You have to grow. You are not serving God. It's a sign that you are a child. In fact, you are a baby in the Lord. That's why you are doing nothing. Find something to do. Anything. And sometimes the thing you want to do doesn't even exist in the church. You should ask the person who started CPS. There was no CPS here. But that's what he was able to do. And he came to talk to me. I said, why not? And then I came and he made us happy. And that's how CPS came to be in the church. So you too, what is it that you want to do? Yeah. Are you here? You too, there's something you can do. Become a servant of God and stop just being useless in the house of God. What is the point of all your stars and all the things you've done if at the place where it really matters, you have nothing? Doesn't matter if you are living in a one-room house here on earth, but it matters if you get to heaven and you just have a bed. Ah, you didn't know. Okay. When we get up there, we shall have what we have according to what we have worked for. Stand to your feet this morning. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you for helping me preach. Put your hands together, rise to your feet. Just put the 7 points there if you can. If you have them on, we can't really wait for you. But I want you to just pray for a few minutes. No, just put the 7 on one slide because I want us to just pray. And as you see yourself, I want you to just pray. If you say that, since I got born again, I can't really say that I've grown at all. You know where you are standing. If your mind is still the same, you know. If you still think the same way, if you still behave the same way, even though you have given your life to Christ, you are still doing the same thing. Today, I want you to just talk to the Lord about it. I want you to just say, Lord, I'm understanding something. A change is going to happen. Maybe you're here, your mind is still the same. How you think is still the same. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord for a few minutes. Talk to the Lord for a few minutes. And tell him that you want to see, you want to change. And you want to be a born-again Christian in every way. That your mind is changed. That your body is under control. Yeah, here you can see that your body is leading you. You want to say, Lord, today, like Paul says, I also want to be somebody who has my body under control. My body will not control me anymore. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray.
Mandebri shabala bala 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 bala. Oh, mandebri shabala bashi shoma mama mama mama. Oh, Father, we don't want to remain as babies. Heavenly Father, help us grow in you. Mandebri shabala bashi menenenenea. Lift up your voice and pray. Mandebri shabala bashi menenenea. Reka bala bashi shabala bashi shoma mama 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 mama.
I want you to tell the Lord that I want to change. I want to change.
Oh, Mandebri Shabalaba, Heavenly Father, we want to change. Father, change us. Father, change us. Mandebri Shabalaba, Shemininininia. Randebri Shabalaba, Shinto, Mama, 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 Mama. Heavenly Father, change us. We don't want to live here the same. Heavenly Father, change us.
Just spend a few minutes in prayer. Many of you have not prayed at all for the past week. Spend a bit of time this morning.
Lift up your voice and pray. Father, change me. Father, change me. Father, change me.
Ask him to help you to love his word.
Oh, Lord.
Because as you love his word, your mind will begin to change. As your mind is changed, you are being transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Father, help us love your way. Father, help us love your way. Father, help us love your way. Help us love your way. Oh Lord, help us love your way. Heavenly Father, may your word be honey on our lips. Heavenly Father, help us love your way. Mashabalaba, that our mind shall be transformed. That our mind shall be transformed. Oh, Makapatana Moshabalaba, Shemininia. Lift up your voice and pray that Father, help me love your way. Father, help me love your way. Father, help me love your way. Oh, my Shabbat, I'm a Shabbat. Oh, my Shabbat, I'm a Shabbat. 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 Oh, Father, help us love your way. Father, help us love your way. That our mind shall be transformed. Lift up your voice and pray this morning. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Even as you ask God for the grace to love this way. He's transforming your mind this morning. He's transforming your mind this morning. Oh, my shaman, I'm a shaman in the air. Pray, Kabbalah, my shaman, I'm a shaman in the air.
Every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Maybe you are here this morning. I know that you've heard us share this over and over, but you are here and you cannot say that you have a new spirit. If you are here, you are not sure. Maybe you've been in church all your life even, but you cannot say that your spirit is changed. The Bible says that in order to be saved, your belief in Christ, you need to confess it. That is how you are saved. That is how your spirit is born again. And Jesus tells us that you need to be born again to go to heaven. And so if you are here this morning, no matter who you are, and you're here, you can't say for sure that you are born again. I want you to come and I want to pray with you. And so as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you need to give your life to Jesus. Just lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. I don't want you to feel shy. I don't want you to think about anybody. Just think about yourself. I'm seeing some hands, please. Just come. Just come. Let the pastors and ushers walking around, let them help you. Just come. We're just going to settle this. Don't be afraid at all. Just come. God bless you as you come. Just come. Just step out of where you are. A sign is when your heart is beating so much. It's a sign. Just come. God bless you. God bless you. Just come. Believe there are others. Step out and come. Step out boldly and come.
Your life today.
Come on to Jesus.
Come
just step out and come
to
in the next
Jesus.
Couple of minutes.
Let him have it with
my brother, just pray this prayer after me and let's help him as we stand in the congregation. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me in the blood of Jesus. Cleanse me from my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. I thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
With all of me, I want to praise you.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASI. God richly bless you.